This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall by remote. Aviation officials in Pakistan say a passenger jet has crashed in a populated area near the southern port city of Karachi. The health minister of Sindh province says so far 11 bodies have been recovered, but that there have been some survivors. Six of them are said to be hospitalized, with two reported to be badly burned. Officials are quoted as saying the Airbus 320, operated by the state-run Pakistani International Airlines, had 99 passengers and a crew of eight aboard, though there are conflicting reports on numbers. The plane was flying from Lahore when it crashed into a residential district. A witness said the pilot tried two or three times to land at Jinnah International Airport before the plane went down. No word on casualties on the ground, where five or six houses were said to have been destroyed. The latest Hopkins University, more than 5.1 million coronavirus cases worldwide, with 333,000 lives lost. The COVID-19 death toll here in the United States is heading toward 95,000. The spread of the virus is accelerating in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. India, with 1.3 billion people, has seen its biggest single day of new cases. The same is true for Mexico and Brazil. Pakistan and Russia have had their highest one-day death tolls. They reported fatality counts in those countries: Brazil, 20,000, India, 3,600, Mexico, 6,500, Russia, 3,200, and Pakistan, 1,067. Case counts are piling up in Peru, Chile, and Ecuador, despite early efforts with shutdowns and quarantines. Meanwhile, in the U.S. and around the globe, efforts continue at restarting shattered economies. All 50 American states are in various phases of plans to get people back to work. The latest U.S. unemployment numbers are frightening. The pandemic over the past 7 weeks has pushed 38.6 million Americans to file for jobless benefits, 2.4 million of them last week alone. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says it will pump $280 billion into local governments to help undo the damage done by shutdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the pandemic. That pledge from Premier Li Keqiang at a meeting of China's ceremonial legislature in Beijing. He also said the battle against COVID-19 is not yet over. The National People's Congress is meeting under strict health precautions. Four new coronavirus cases have been recorded in China, but once again, no word of any new deaths. Analysts estimate as many as 130 million urban workers in China have temporarily lost their jobs to the pandemic, and that 25 million of those losses could be permanent. Japan's central bank is moving to ease economic pressures by providing $280 billion in no-interest unsecured loans to banks, cash to be earmarked for small and medium-sized businesses as they try to work their way back to full operation. In Europe, there have been heavy job losses, though government safety net programs in Germany and France have been subsidizing the wages of millions of workers. South Korea today reported 20 cases of COVID-19, nine of them in and around Seoul, and nine cases are believed to have come into the country through international arrivals. South Korea has been slowly allowing schools to reopen, but dozens in Seoul and Incheon closed again when several students tested positive for the virus. South Korea has recorded 11,000 COVID-19 cases, though its early rigorous testing program has kept its death count to well under 300. Back in the United States, the government is putting up $1 billion to help AstraZeneca manufacture 400 million doses of a still-experimental coronavirus vaccine being tested at Oxford University. The plan is to distribute the vaccine if and when it proves both safe and effective after months of testing ahead. How is U.S. President Donald Trump doing as he faces election for a second term in November? A poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research puts his job approval rating at 41%, disapproval at 58%. Mr. Trump yesterday visited a Ford plant in the battleground state of Michigan. And once again, in television coverage of the event, Mr. Trump showed up not wearing a face covering, as the Ford executives around him all appeared with masks. The president continues attacking scientific findings that support the argument he was slow to act on measures to fight the pandemic. The latest is a Columbia University study which found that 61% of COVID-19 cases in the United States and 55% of its reported deaths could have been avoided if social distancing guidelines had been put in place 1 week sooner. The president called the finding a political hit job, calling Columbia a very liberal institution. And Mr. Trump refuses to back away from his support for the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a COVID-19 treatment, despite his own government's warning of its sometimes lethal side effects. Mr. Trump says he's been taking the drug himself. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.